Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the show. By the way, tax day's coming up, and Eddie is...
I'm stressing, dude.
You said you were filing an extension?
Yeah.
But you can't file an extension to pay, I've learned.
Apparently, that means that you still have to pay on April 18th or whatever the day is.
You don't have to pay on April 18th.
Yes,
but
I do.
No. Will you let me finish?
Yes.
You get charged interest on if you don't pay by April 18th. For every day, you had to pay a percentage.
Correct. Every day.
Every day? Wow.
So I'm not going to pay more money than I have to. So, dude, I'm stressing. I'm, like, collecting everywhere, trying to just looking through jars. Like, I think I can. I don't know. We're going to try to make it, but when do we? How many days do we have?
Well, today's the 14th. Monday's the
15th.
4 days. Saturday's the 15th.
Carry the one.
16th, Sunday.
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Oh, boy.
Tax Tuesday.
Oh, my goodness.
You going to tell us how much you owe?
I'm stressing. I don't know how much I owe. That's the problem.
How do you not have this?
That's why I'm filing an extension.
I did my taxes like 3 months ago.
I didn't because I knew I didn't have the money. So
who has your money?
That logic doesn't make sense, though.
It does because now we're going to ballpark a figure that we have to pay. I could pay less than I owe. I could pay more. I don't know.
Lunch, have you done your taxes yet?
Working on it.
Lunch always does a big reveal, which
it's insane.
He'll probably do next week, but he reveals how much money he gets back, and he always gets back like $9,000, $10,000, $11,000,
a ridiculous amount
every year. He gets back some.
It's like. We're waiting for him to go to jail for tax fraud.
Don't encourage people to send me to jail.
Over the past 5 years, I bet you, total, he's pulled back 50 grand.
50, yes, totally. 50, yeah, for yeah. sure.
Why do I pay and he gets?
Because you don't know how to play the game, man.
Oh, boy. I'm out. Hit a button because I'm not going.
Save us.
Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
What's the game?
Tax.
Yes.
Tax
what? Fraud.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
9-year-old Mason Tucker attends Rockport Elementary School. They have a mother-son dance every year. Mom's not around. So when the mother-son dance rolled around, he didn't want to go. Wasn't going to go. Didn't have anybody to go with. So that's when his principal, Miss Huter, pulled him aside and said, hey, I'd like to go with you and kind of be your date to the mom-son dance.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
cool. That's really cool. So ICU. To this principal and all the other principals and teachers out there making a difference, that's really, really cool. I see you!
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Raymond in Maryland at Six Flags. 24 people are now safely on the ground after being stuck on a roller coaster for more than 3 hours after it malfunctioned. In military news, the U.S. dropped a huge bomb on ISIS forces in Afghanistan. They were targeting a cave complex where ISIS is. And finally, in recall news, Target, they're recalling water-absorbing Easter eggs because they could be swallowed by kids. Luckily, no injuries. If you have them, return them for a full refund.
Somebody asked me if I was going to change my travel plans at all. I travel a lot because of this United, you know, where the guy gets dragged off and then a scorpion falls on somebody's head yesterday.
Yeah.
I saw that. What's happening?
All I thought was, man, I mean, they're just not having a good day. Mm-mm. I don't even think they're not even bad people. Like, really?
Scorpion?
The people running the company, they're not bad people. It's just, unfortunate things happen a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple bad decisions that were made. And I'm not even sure by who with the dragging the guy off.
Yeah.
Like, company policy not right. Who? It just wasn't, there's just not an evil villain in this.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to end up paying a bunch of money. And the guy yesterday had two teeth knocked out, a concussion.
Yeah.
It was like big.
You mean the guy that got dragged off?
Yeah.
Not the scorpion. I was like, wait, whoa, that's a big scorpion.
It's just, United's not having a good week.
No. My reins in pores.
People are asking me, like, are you going to stop flying United? I don't fly United a lot anyway.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't stop flying United right now because of this.
No.
If anything, it's going to make them better.
Yeah.
Like, it's free candy for everybody. Free candy. Sweet tarts for you.
It's
honestly,
like Mardi Gras.
Whatever's plane. Like the cheapest ticket or the fastest connection, United, take me.
I saw that, and I fly for work, and I fly Southwest all the time. Mm-hmm. Cheapest.
Yeah.
They cattle call you. I love it. Ain't no fight about seats. But the scorpion yesterday on a United flight fell and stung a man. On a flight from Houston to Calgary. But what happened was it fell And it fell in, it fell into a tray or something. He grabbed it to get rid of it, and it stung him.
I cannot even.
That hurts.
Yeah, it does hurt.
The emergency land?
No, I don't think so. On the Bobbycast, if you go to iTunes and you search Bobbycast, you can download me talking to a lot of cool songwriters. This is Luke Laird, who wrote American Kids, talking about that song with Kenny Chesney.
My understanding was that Little Big Town was into it, but somebody in the camp wasn't really, like, it wasn't like a full 100%, whether it was a couple guys in the band who weren't into it, or producer or label, but it didn't sound like a for sure thing. They're like, we like it, you know, but Kenny's like, I want to cut that. So, as a writer, you get in these situations, and that was a little bit awkward, but, you know, it obviously worked out, and I think that Kenny really, like, when he says he wants a song and believes in it, like, I really do appreciate that. If he says, I'm going to cut this, he will.
There you go. Story behind American Kids.
That's cool.
Go to iTunes and search Bobbycast. That's Luke Laird. There's one with Maren Morris, Kelsey Ballerini. It's up there.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, time for your Friday positivity with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
All right, I got you. There's a Texas 7-year-old started a nonprofit, calls it Mac and Cheese and Pancakes. He collected thousands of items and food for local kids in need. Again, only 7 years old. And you start talking about it in Rockwall, Texas, and next thing you know, 10 items, 40 items, the school start talking about it, the community start talking about it. 10,000 items later, and 26,000 pounds of food later, this thing's the real deal. Years old.
Wow, that's a domino effect right there.
That's awesome.
7 years old is amazing.
What?
Amy, what do you have?
Okay, so there's this teenager, and she's been battling brain cancer, but she's finally in remission, and she was super excited about going to prom, but it was with a friend that lived in another state. Well, her flight ended up getting canceled, all this bad weather. She didn't get to go, and she was just really let down about it, her one chance to go to prom. So her neighbors rallied together and threw a prom in the garage. Yeah, friends and neighbors, they volunteered decorations, hair, makeup, photos, it all came together.
Wow. Lunchbox.
Marilyn Harper has three little kids, and their roof got blown off by a storm. They didn't have insurance to fix it, and the story was on the news. So two good Samaritans, Daniel and Joe, saw it, and they're like, man, we got to go help this lady out.
Wow.
They went and put a new roof on her house.
From the news?
Yeah, they saw the news story. Like, man, we got to go do something. So they got their truck. Boop, boop, got some wood.
Wait, they went boop, boop, and then.
Yeah, and then they got some staple guns.
Wow.
Put some shingles on there. Gave her a new roof.
It's like you add a new life to the story. Dang. And then what was she like whenever she got the roof?
Woohoo!
There we go. There is something good.
Bobby Bones.
Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck are divorcing.
Yeah, well,
I thought they were divorced like nine times right now.
They've been separated for 2 years and lots of stuff back and forth. Like, are they getting back together? Are they getting back together? But nope, now it's final.
I thought they got back together.
Me too.
I was rooting for those kids. I guess if they can't make it, nobody can. So
yeah, that's what I say.
Dang.
I felt about a lot of people.
Yeah. Speaking of which, my girlfriend this morning, we were...
what?
It's a weird transition.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
If they can't make it, nobody can. Speaking of...
She's obsessed with a neti pot and have crazy sinuses, right?
Uh-huh.
And so, like, she woke me up this morning. She's like, you have to neti pot before you go to work. And you stick this thing into your nose.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not familiar with it, and you pour it into your nasal cavity.
It's awful.
And it comes out the other hole.
Oh.
It's
and
crazy.
I have to do it twice a day. Doctor's orders, right?
Mm-hmm.
By doctor, I mean Lindsay. And so you put this salt in it, then you put this water in it, and it really feels like you're... I don't know what it feels like to drown, because I've never drowned, okay? Mm-hmm. Let me just say that.
In salt water.
But it feels like you're drowning. Because you're just like... And it fills in your ears. I put a video up on our Facebook page of me doing it yesterday afternoon, and it had like 100,000 views, and people were obsessed with it. It reminded me when Amy brought those pimple popper videos in.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
People were obsessed with me neti potting my nose.
People are into like self-torture.
Oh. So I did that this morning, and then... I feel okay.
Feel better?
I don't feel bad. My sinuses are crushing me. But I don't feel bad. There's a difference.
Yeah, I know.
Are you watching it?
You look good in the video, dude.
I look rough, dude. Rough.
Bobby Boneshell.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Shania Twain will stop by The Voice to serve as a key advisor to the top 12 artists. She's going to appear on the April 24th show, the first night of the live performances.
What's the difference between a judge, an advisor, and a key advisor, and a consultant? They have all these things.
I don't know.
Oh. It's like they have all these things.
All right.
I know, but still pretty cool if you're Shania Twain fan. Blake Shelton has finally settled a defamation lawsuit he filed against In Touch Weekly back in 2015. It's from a cover story where they said he'd hit rock bottom due to out-of-control drinking and whatnot. According to TMZ, In Touch came through with an undisclosed amount of cash to make it all go away. Mm. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Pennsylvania. A man accidentally drove his car right into a river, all because the GPS said, turn right, even though there's water.
Oh, no.
Yep, he said, look, man, I didn't notice the body of water. Oh. It said, go right, so there's his car right in the middle of the river.
What? You do what the GPS says.
No, you don't. You look with your eyeballs. Oh, man.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones. Show.
Yeah. I was talking a few days ago about how dumb these celebrity promposals are.
Yeah.
Where someone gets online like, dear Scarlett Johansson, I would love for you to go to prom with me. And then they feel guilty, and they have to say yes.
Yeah, and everyone around the, well, I was going to say the world, but I don't know about the world, is like, oh, I wonder what the celebrity's going to say. They're mean if they say no.
So I was like, we have to stop.
Uh-huh.
Because it's putting these, Emma Stone, I think, was the last one.
Yes. Yeah.
And she was like, I'm in London, I can't, or I would. You kind of look like Ryan Gosling. He didn't look like Ryan Gosling.
Well, sorry.
A little bit.
Yeah, no, he didn't. Teenager.
So I was like, we have to stop these. Mm-hmm. And so last night, and I haven't heard this yet. Ray just told me about this. Jimmy Kimmel was saying the same thing.
Oh.
He calls for an end, and I haven't heard him say this yet. To celebrity promposals.
Now every overconfident kid at a school in America has to have a famous date for the prom. Listen, kids, don't look for your prom date in Us Weekly. It's not cute. Selena Gomez doesn't want to make out with you, okay? Go to the cafeteria, find someone your own age, and paw him or her in the back of a limo, okay? Thank you very much.
Like-minded people.
Yeah.
Smart dude.
Basically Jimmy Kimmel. That's yeah. Awesome.
So, never gonna get it. I have one here. According to Google, Americans have searched this word more this week than they will at any other time during the whole year.
This week?
Yeah. According to Google, Americans have searched this word this week more than any other time a whole year.
Okay.
Now, think about that. I don't think you'll get it. If you want to call in, you can. 877-77-BOBBY. This week, this word gets searched more than any other year. Yeah. I'm going to go to Lunchbox, who we call the Ruiner. Because sometimes he ruins the game. Go ahead.
This one might be the easiest one you've ever given us.
Oh, wow. So you're probably going to get it.
Yeah.
You're probably going to get it. Would you be willing to bet a snake hold on it?
No.
Okay. All right.
No. Turn that off. You ready?
Okay. According to Google, this week, this word's been searched more than any other time of the year. Lunchbox.
It's easy. Bunny.
Bunny. What? Oh.
Ding.
Easter
bunny searched.
Themed.
Ding.
Bunny. All right. Show me bunny.
Ooh.
That's not it.
Wow. Mr. Bobby Bones.
I just think you guys are not good at this. You know?
I got it.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. According to Google, this word's been searched more than any other word, and it's the most searched this week. Eddie, go ahead.
United.
Oh.
Oh,
come
good.
On.
I,
give
yes.
me the bell.
You can be
that
right.
was a big word this week.
Are you asking for the bell?
Yeah.
No!
It's not right, but you asked for the bell.
Oh, come on.
No, that's incorrect.
You
and
us.
Your technicalities.
You asked for the bell.
Because I thought I won.
Dang.
No. Oh, no.
I almost went the news route, too.
Oh.
Never going to get it. Amy, according to Google, Americans have searched this word more this week than they will any time this year. Go ahead.
Well, I was going the news route, and then Lunchbox said something about Easter.
Yeah, go ahead.
And that made me go with, like, people hop online to search for a church.
A church.
So they Google church
wow,
near me.
Wow, a church. Okay. I think we have, Charles is guessing the same thing. Charles?
That's what I said.
You guys say church. How do we feel about church? Yes or no?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I put him on the scent.
I don't think it's the winner.
You I put him on the scent.
You don't think it's the
no.
winner.
Okay. Probably not.
Show me church. That's it.
That's a
good team. Charles, you win. Amy, you win. Nice work. Wow. Nice work.
Thank you, Lunchbox.
You're welcome.
Charles, where are you from?
Warner Robins, Georgia, man.
Oh, Warner Robins. Hey, I'm going to give you something. I don't know what we have around here.
What do we got?
I don't know. Let's look.
Like, we literally look through our studios and go, what can we mail?
We got an iHeart Country pillow.
No, we need those.
No, we need that.
Floss?
Like, Eddie needs a nap during, like, after the show.
Yeah, they're done, Ray.
Yeah. These guys hang around because they don't want to go home.
That's not true. That's not true. I get work done.
Yeah, but
because I
like,
can get work done here and not at home.
I don't know about
that's
that.
The difference.
Yeah, we'll send you some. Hold on, put them on hold. Maybe we'll send them a.
Do you have any Bare Bones?
We do. I can send him a copy of my book, Bare Bones. And I'll
do you want to ask him if he wants it?
I'll sign it for him. No, because he might say no.
Oh, why? What if he's like, I already have 5 copies. I'm your biggest fan.
Well, or just like,
then
I don't
want
care.
6.
Hey, Charles, would you like a signed copy of Bare Bones or some dental floss?
Hey, you know what? That would be awesome, a signed copy. Hey, I got one thing for you. Right. I did an event last year called Countrywide Music Fest. I was trying to get you and your band to come down. We did an event to honor all of our military, police, fire, and rescue guys.
Our bands, we're not even playing right now.
Mm-mm.
Like, we've taken the year off, basically, because Eddie's got a family.
Yeah.
We appreciate the offer and the invite, and we'd be happy to promote it. Let us know about it. But yeah, Eddie's got kids.
Bobby's got funny jokes to
tell. Yeah, you're funny and alone right now.
Get out of here.
We'll send him a book and we'll help him. Let us know when your event comes up. We're happy to promote that. And congratulations on the big win today.
You should just throw the floss in with the book.
Yes, just do it.
Is there even anything left?
Yes. Oh, there's like plenty of floss in there.
Well, yeah. I have a lot of floss.
And yeah. To make it even better, Luke Bryan used some the other day.
Perfect.
Do we have his used floss, though?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
think
rate so us.
Either. If you go over to iTunes, and I would say it's pretty cool if you like music. So I do this podcast called The Bobby Cast. And Luke Laird, who is, I think he's got 23 number one songs, stop by. And we were talking about him riding with John Party and talking about Head Over Boots.
But he had that title, Head Over Boots. I was like, dude, that's awesome. And that's you. And at the time, he's like, man, I don't know if I can do some of this other music that these guys are, you know, current, whatever they call it, bro country or whatever. But I was like, well, you don't have to. Like, just do yourself, you know, and hopefully it'll connect. Because I was like, if it connects, you've got that lane. And, like, then people are chasing you.
Go to iTunes, subscribe to the Bobby Cast. You can hear Luke Laird talk about that. Stories behind the songs.
So cool.
Yeah, I love the songwriters and music part of it. So iTunes, search Bobby Cast. What do you know about Sergio Garcia?
He's a baseball player.
He's not.
That's funny, Amy.
And confident. That was
I
good.
I love it.
I just went with my
go for
gut
it.
Instinct.
Yeah. No, he's a golfer.
He won the green jacket.
The Masters. That's right.
And he's been golfing for like years. So this is huge. Now
for years.
I know.
He's not that old.
Oh. Well, yeah, but he's no Jordan Spieth.
What?
He's not 20.
He's no Spring.
Yeah, he's like 37.
Yeah, Jordan's young.
He's like your age.
Right.
Right. Okay.
So it's like he probably started golfing when he was 5, so he's been golfing for years.
Okay. Fine. I'm not arguing with you.
Yeah.
The thing is, he finally won one of the majors, right?
Yeah.
And he gets a green jacket.
Yeah.
He wants to wear it in his wedding. What do you think about that?
Awesome. Do it.
You're cool with that?
Heck yeah. And I bet his bride-to-be is like, you know what? I'm so proud of you. Bust it out. That's cool. I mean, how many women can say they're marrying a guy with a green Masters jacket?
Would that be like me if I were to get married, like holding my ACM awards?
Yes, it would be the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, really? Come on.
Yes.
Don't do that.
I think it's tacky. I'm
what?
Not the only one.
What? You do?
I do think it's tacky to wear a career, like a career accomplishment.
Well, sometimes
it's not like he's in the military.
Okay, well, I was going to say military people wear it and they've got all their
but
medals
that's the real
and
deal
stuff.
And they're risking their life.
I know.
This guy hits a little white ball.
Yeah.
First of all, let me say this. I really don't care. Like, I think whatever makes you happy, makes you happy. And if you do, but I'm just saying.
But that's a good point. Like,
the question is it tacky to most people? I wouldn't do it.
Well, the thing that's different is, fortunately for him, his award came in the form of a jacket, and you wear a jacket on your wedding day. So you don't carry trophies around on your wedding day. So
I do have a 2ACM tuxedo they gave me after the second.
Okay, well,
really?
Wear that.
Yep.
Well, then that's what you're wearing.
Exactly, wear it. But probably not.
If it makes everybody happy, listen. just do what makes you happy, people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, how cool would that be to walk up there in your master's jacket and be so cool? Sort of like you could get a jacket made of your book cover, like bare bones, and then hold your two ACLs. Yeah. That would be perfect for your wedding.
I guess that's my point.
Yeah, that sounds obnoxious.
It's a little braggy.
Okay, I see your point now, but still.
Thank you, Lunchbox, for helping me with my point.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, like, when you accomplish something that big, you're one of the only few people in the world, you got to brag.
Listen, I don't know Sergio, but he seems like a humble guy, so I just think it's more cute and funny. Like, hey, wow, I won the Masters.
I do hear he's a great guy. You know how they have 7 degrees from where the rule?
Yeah, Kevin Bacon.
I'm 1 degree from Sergio.
Who?
Oh, that's close.
Who do you got?
And he's like a Spaniard.
Andy Roddick.
Andy's really good friends with him.
Oh, really?
Like, Sergio played golf with Andy like 3-4 days before the
Masters. Really?
Yeah. And so, yes.
Wow.
That's cool.
So he's like, he's an awesome dude. But
see?
I had
a feeling about Sergio. Once I figured out who he was, I knew he was a nice dude.
And he thought he was a baseball player.
At first.
And that's okay. There's that.
Sounds like he plays.
Hey, are you Easter egg hunting, Eddie?
Of course we are.
Like, are you going somewhere, or are you doing it at your house?
No, we're going to do it at the house.
Does the 9-year-old still Easter egg hunt?
Oh, yeah. And now he's fast, so he really loves it.
Does he get on before the 3-year-old
does? He does, and we have to get after him. Say, nah, put him back. Let the 3-year-old play.
Put him back?
Yeah, well, because the 3-year-old is a little slower than
Why
him.
Not give the 3-year-old an advantage? Like, okay, you get 3 minutes to go. And then let the 9-year-old come after he's held back.
Well, because at the end of the day, it's just about like getting those Easter eggs and like cracking them on our heads.
Well, but then why does he have to put them back?
Yeah.
Well, because I want the 3-year-old to find them.
But give him like a 3-minute head start.
I could.
And then let the 9-year-old go.
All right. I'm going to try that this year. Let's see what we do.
Let us know how it goes on Monday. Man, I should have Eddie's kids.
Oh, you should have your own.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the drama. It's just that Eddie isn't reliable, right?
What on earth?
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
What are you talking about?
Because Eddie wants to borrow everybody's stuff all the time.
Oh,
I do.
And it's just a couple things, first of all.
Okay.
Eddie went to Lunchbox and said, can I borrow your lawnmower? And Lunchbox said no.
That's quite the haul. Y'all don't live next door.
I know.
To each other.
I thought that you'd agree with me, Bones, because you have trouble with commitment. This is my deal with certain things. I don't want to buy a lawnmower. That's a big commitment. Yeah.
Eddie, you own a house.
Yeah.
And you have a yard.
And you have
You're
kids
not
going
to come to my house once a week and borrow my lawnmower. And he's like, dude, so this is what I'll do. You'll need to fill it up with gas. I'll come pick it up. And then if you'll pick it up from my house, like we can rotate. And I'm like, Eddie, no. He asked me 3 days in a row. And he goes, I just don't understand why you're not going to have a friend's back. When you need something, I would lend it to you.
Listen, it's the first cut of the spring. Like,
and you'll get the first mower.
And I have
year.
Family coming in, so I needed it quick. I'm like, why? You're a buddy. Like, just let me the
what
lawnmower.
What about like you're a legit next door neighbor?
You're just not trustworthy with
I don't
stuff.
Know them well enough. I don't know my neighbors well enough to knock on the door and ask for a...
So you're going to drive halfway across town, borrow a lawnmower.
Hey, let me do this. So I bought a new car, right?
Yeah.
Eddie wants to borrow it for the weekend.
No.
I'm leaving. And I'm like, there's no way. I'm not letting Eddie borrow.
Are you serious?
I'm not letting Eddie borrow anything.
Are you serious?
I'm not letting Eddie borrow
Dude,
anything.
My car is a piece.
I'm not letting
you borrow. Your family that's coming in town, you want them to think you got that car?
No. I just want to take them out on a ride. I want to go for a ride.
Where's the Ford Focus?
Eddie, it's more of a you thing.
What is a me thing?
We all
would lend me a lawnmower.
Eddie as a person.
Oh, thank you.
Like,
great dude.
You are a great dude.
Yeah, thanks.
Awesome,
thanks.
Dude. You are so good.
You don't take care of things though.
Guys, it's a 1-day lawnmower borrow.
Yeah, but look what happened to the Focus after like 2 years.
I've had that for a long time.
No car, no lawnmower.
I'll see if my husband will come over and mow it. He loves to mow.
Yeah,
okay.
He'll do it for you.
Let's do that then.
Oh my goodness. Like if your husband goes to his house and mows his lawn, that'd
Y'all,
be awesome.
I'm telling you, my husband loves to mow.
Is he weed-eat?
He does it all. He does it all. Bobby
Boneshell. Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Seconds Skinny.
So you got some movies in theaters today. The Fate of the Furious is finally out. It actually opened last night for some people.
Yeah,
so
did you
some
go?
People have already seen it. No.
Amy, did you guys know Amy's a huge fan of these shows?
No.
A movie she's been to. She says everyone, but I called her out earlier.
Some little Bow Wow on her.
So you haven't seen all of them?
She hadn't seen Tokyo Drift.
I didn't know.
She was like, I've seen all of them.
I bet I'm sure I've seen it on TBS or something at one point. If it's on TV, I'll stop and watch it again.
Very entertaining movies.
65% positive on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you also have an animated film, Spark, A Space Tale. Does Eddie Jr. want to see that?
I haven't heard him say anything about it.
Right. Spark, A Space Tale.
Yeah.
Probably an indie.
Probably.
It's not a Pixar.
Probably not.
What's the other company?
Disney.
Disney, Pixar.
Is there another one, though?
Illumination? I don't know.
All right.
Well, Cole Swindell stopped some woman who climbed on stage and was heading towards Dirk's Bentley. What? Cole Swindell said he had to intervene.
Plot twist.
Him.
It was Amy.
So, no, it wasn't me. And then she jumped on Cole's back instead. Anyway, that's kind of scary.
How does someone get there?
Listen, I have no idea. They said it was like total chaos. Cole is on Dirk's tour all the way through September. Amy, that's your 30-second skinny.
By the way, Dirk's Bentley brought Amy a chair. He made it for her. And on the back of the chair, it says Pimba Joy. And on the seat, it says face.
Yeah.
So when Amy sits down on the chair, she puts her bottom on Dirk's face.
Yeah.
Shout out, Dirk's.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
I was talking to my girlfriend last night. If I have to hear one more conversation about Amy's house...
Oh, boy, yeah.
Are you guys getting this?
Yes. It makes me uncomfortable. I do love my house, but it makes me uncomfortable. And my house was... we worked really hard on this house. It took a year to furnish it. Like, we lived empty in it for like 6 months.
Great. All I'm saying is, we're sitting there having dinner last night. And she goes, man, let me tell you about Amy's closet. And I was like, oh, yeah?
It's the first time I've ever had a closet like that, BTW.
And she goes, you know your closet? I was like, yeah. She goes, double the size and more awesome. And I was like, first of all, I'm not trying to have a closet fight with Amy.
I don't want to have a closet fight either.
I was like,
why don't
you go date her?
Yeah.
All she does is talk about your house.
My wife said that your staircase is so nice and wide.
The builder did that. I mean, they renovated the house. I guess he decided to make a wide staircase. I can't help that.
Ours are narrow.
Trust me, I know.
Apparently, my closet's like a mine box. You get in, you can touch all four of the walls, and you need a rope to come down to climb out.
The staircase is simple. It's wide, yes, but it's simple. It's nothing grandiose.
She's just like... Amy's closet so much better than yours. Amy's life.
My wife says when she walks in the house, she's like, "Man, our house is so boring compared to Amy's. Maybe we need to do some fixing up." Like she goes, "Amy's lighting and just it's just so bright and just everything is beautiful."
How'd you do it?
Oh, I had help.
Yeah, man. Anyway,
it's pretty cool.
All of us guys are feeling the pinch.
Come over and stay as long as you want.
We'll all want it.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that staircase. Yeah,
I don't
want to
see how inadequate I am. It's like
That's not the.
It's like looking. It's like having a girlfriend and seeing their muscular, super talented ex boyfriend.
Exactly.
It's like great. I gotta live up to that.
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, my husband and I, we've been married 10 years, and yes, like this is we decided like this. Let's make this house like our. Let's feel good. We want to feel at home. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we felt like we're just constantly moving on to the next.
Can my girlfriend move in with you? Because she loves it. She is
My wife
is ready to go.
I mean, us 3 miles well get a shack and
we'll
live
room together.
We don't have extra bedrooms.
One bathtub.
But they can bunk with the kids, I guess.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's sad.
It is. Anyway, she
You're making it sound like crazy. I have a 3-bedroom house. Me, my husband, my son's room, my daughter's room.
And a beautiful house. And an amazing staircase. The closet could be a bedroom.
I heard that staircase was so wide you could play Red Rover on it.
Wow.
That's what I heard.
Red Rover, Bobby, come over.
That's just what I heard. So I just want to leave that there.
You guys. You know. I'm awkward during this. I don't know how to handle it. Because, like, I'm proud. I'm like, thank you. But then I'm like, wait, this feels weird.
Maybe field trip over to Amy's or no?
Whatever.
No. All right.
Bones.
Here are the rules to the game. Amy and I have the same list of about 30 Easter jokes. Same ammunition here, okay?
Love it.
And we'll see who wins the Easter joke off. Like, we've got to choose
that.
It's 3 jokes. And our Eddie, Lunchbox, and Ray will be the judge. Yeah.
And you could end up choosing the same joke. It's just all about delivery, or?
No. If someone used it, it's eliminated.
Okay.
Oh, so it's taken off. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so would you like to go first or second?
Whatevs.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Easter joke number 1 from Amy. Go ahead.
What do you call 10 rabbits marching backwards?
What do you call it? Do you mean do that thing, or do you just want to answer?
Okay. A receding hairline.
Oh. Okay.
Get it?
I get it.
Okay.
Pretty good.
I get it. I get it.
Shout right. out.
Ray, did you hear that one?
Amy. Yeah.
Not to you.
Okay. Whatever. You looked at me.
No, it's not about you, Ray.
No, it's the joke.
You're a judge.
10 rabbits marching backwards.
Ray takes offense to the Easter joke?
I kind of did too a little bit. Receding
okay. You're a judge. That's it. Okay, here we go.
That's good.
Ready
good.
For mine?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Did you hear about the lady whose house was infested with Easter eggs? She had to call the eggs Terminator.
Yeah, that one's easy.
That's good.
That's a good one.
That's good.
I mean, for sure I nailed that one.
That's good.
And I didn't insult Ray either. So there we go. Okay, let's go to the judges here. Ray, Amy or Bobby?
Amy's. Everybody seemed to laugh more to that one. I only heard half of it.
Oh. You're a bad judge, Ray.
I mean, Bones just wasn't funny.
Yes, it was.
Right. Don't you get it, Eggs,
guys, come on. Bones is my boy.
Oh,
Amy.
Gosh.
Oh. I lost that one.
Okay.
Anyway, oh, that was a little offensive. I'm going to go with Amy.
Even though, oh, you like that when she goes dirty? Like she goes blue with offensive jokes?
Oh, yeah.
No, he said it. He's
receding hairline.
He said it. He thinks I said it towards him.
Yeah, but he picked you.
Yes, Amy gets that point.
Okay, I'm ready. Okay, ready?
Yeah,
ready.
I'm too.
Ready.
How does a bunny stay healthy?
How?
Exercise.
Okay, second eggs joke.
Oh, Eddie, see a they're theme. All eggs jokes.
I see a theme here.
They're all Easter good. Jokes.
Okay.
Here comes Peter. Okay.
Go ahead, Amy.
Where does the Easter bunny eat breakfast? IHOP. Hop, hop, hop. I'll take the pancakes.
Oh, stop it with the extra. Penalization for adding the ad lib.
No, no penalization.
All right,
no.
Penalization. No. Go ahead.
Did yeah, she get penalized
me.
For that?
Hey, hey, I don't make the rules.
Judges, what do you think?
I mean, throwing extra jokes in there when you're only supposed to do
two
one
jokes.
Joke.
I didn't do
that's
a joke.
True.
I mean...
That hey, wasn't a joke. I ordered pancakes.
Hey, time out.
Yeah,
don't yell at the judges.
There you go. Who do you
bad roll? Attitude. Bobby gets the point.
Yes, thank I agree. Bobby you. Gets the point. Thank bad you. Attitude.
What?
Ray?
Amy, IHOP.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, last joke for all...
This is it?
All the eggs.
Oh, wow. It's tied up.
It's tied up. You want me to go first? Or
yeah.
You?
He said for all the eggs. Here we go.
He's making extra jokes.
This is not a joke.
Okay. Sounded extra to me.
Here's my official joke.
Okay, go.
Why couldn't the Easter egg family watch TV? Because their cable was scrambled.
I like that one.
Yeah, bada bing, bada boom. Hickory dickory dock.
You get it?
Yeah, I get it.
That
Eddie,
was so good.
I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, he brought another egg joke, and it delivered.
Hey, find your lane and stay in it.
I mean,
all right.
My lane's eggs.
Oh, boy.
Amy.
What kind of jewelry do rabbits wear?
What kind of jewelry do rabbits wear?
14 karat gold.
Oh, that's pretty good, too. Oh, they're not laughing. I thought it was good.
It's over their head.
The guy's in it. Oh, hey, she insulted you.
I don't get it.
14 carats. Like,
rabbits.
Oh,
carrots.
Carrots.
Yes. Thank you.
She insulted you guys.
But now that you get it.
I've already had my vote in, so.
Wow, she insulted.
14 karat gold.
Got it.
Wow, Easter joke off. Easter all right. I don't know how the insult the judge's approach works and where you come from, where I come from. It didn't go over well. Lunchbox?
The delivery. Amy, it was a funny joke, but you didn't deliver it well.
What?
You went over the... You should have... 14 carat gold. You went 14 karat gold. Bobby.
Oh, one.
I mean, scrambled A. I mean, come on.
Yeah, Ray, what do you, who do you think?
Yeah, Bones Hundo P.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. Hey.
I'm a big fan of those scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
I love it,
Bobby.
Hey. Please,
hey. Easter joke jam.
Yeah. What a jam.
That sounds awesome.
Add it to your resume.
Yep.
Here comes Peter Cottontail. Hopping down the bunny trail.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Easter's wow. on its way.
That felt good. Bobby Bones. American drivers earn a C for their behavior behind the wheel. So overall, people driving the United States, when it becomes, compared to other countries, they get a C when it comes to their skills behind the wheel. So I guess... How would you kind of define yourself as a driver? This is self-evaluation. Amy?
B plus.
Yeah, oh. you give yourself a B plus.
Wow.
Yeah, what are your strengths?
I mean, I've never had a wreck. with another car.
Oh, okay.
It's always just another.
That's like, nice.
Object. It non-moving,
was always there.
Non-moving object.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Let's see. I'm pretty good at using my blinker.
Yeah.
And I mostly, yeah. I don't know.
So you'd be an honor roll driver, you think?
B plus.
Guys, where would we all grade Amy on the count of three? Say it. One, two, three.
D.
C. Okay.
Oh.
B. Thank you, Nada.
Okay.
Bobby, what are you? A plus? Probably.
A minus.
Because you drive too slow?
Whoa!
And that's illegal in some parts.
Oh! Wait a minute. I don't drive illegally. On the highway, I drive the speed limit. I just feel like there's a law for a reason.
And there is.
I abide by that law.
Yeah.
The only reason I would give myself a minus because I'm always looking. And I take extra precaution for cyclists and people on motorcycles. I was watching for them.
Oh, yes. Yeah, me too.
You're so courteous.
Yeah.
No, you just don't see them sometimes. And right. Sometimes we forget. Secondly, this is what I do, is that the reason I give myself a minus is that when there's a red light or a stop sign, I will look at Twitter. And sometimes people have to honk behind me to get me to go.
Yeah.
Won't do it while I'm driving. The car's moving. Will not be doing it. But I will look at it when the light's red. So someone will go, if it's green, then they go, toot, toot. So that's why I don't give myself a full A.
Okay.
But I'm a great driver.
Are you good with your signals?
Oh, yeah. I signal way ahead of time. I signal that I'm about to signal.
Like, how far ahead of time?
Well, like if I'm going to signal in, like, a mile, I give a slight signal. So when I get there, I give the full signal.
Mm. Okay, like a warning signal.
Yeah.
I
always wave, too. If you let me in, I'm waving.
You have to wave.
Yeah, you have to wave.
If you don't wave, I don't even get mad at people. But if I wave and you don't, like, wave back.
Yeah.
It's over. And if I let you in, you don't wave, it's over.
Oh, what do
you
mean it's that's over?
Well, let's just say that A minus turns into an F.
Oh, my.
That's just me cracking my knuckles.
Yeah.
Lunchbox?
Rate. I'd say a solid A.
Yeah.
I'm an aggressive driver. I'm a speeder, but I'm very good with my blinkers, and I am very courteous. I let people over all the time, and I do the wave. Like, oh, yeah, come on over. And I'm always on time and just good at it.
On the courteous scale, I put myself at a minus two. Like, most of the time, I try to let people in all the time. But sometimes if I'm in a real big hurry, I will be a little bit selfish and be like, ooh, can't let you in. And I won't make eye contact.
You apologize. Like, so sorry.
No. I just don't look at him.
Oh, I do.
So, but most of the time I do. Most of the time I try. Because I always try to think, if I needed to be let out, would someone let me out?
Exactly.
But if we're piling out of a concert or piling out of an event and it's like 500 cars.
Just got to be aggressive.
It's tough.
Aggressive.
What if you're in traffic and you need to go right and it's all the way back up? Do you ever go all the way up on the left and then, oh, I don't know, and then put your blinker on to get over?
No, fully disrespectful.
Oh, I disrespect like that hard.
Oh, I
you're not
too.
An A at all.
I just get it. I get in the back and just, I feel like it's my duty to sit in line like everybody else.
Lame-o.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just
is that how you live your life,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, exactly. Come on.
Get in line.
Yes. Wait.
Fairness.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I didn't know I was going to go to jail for driving the speed limit until Amy just told me. Just
she was saying that.
Dang. Eddie, our video producer, has this beard, and it is way long. It's kind of gross. It's curling into itself at this point.
Mm.
So he went and he took the microphone to his kids.
Where it really matters.
Yeah. And he's like, what do you think of the beard? Here are Eddie's kids, age 9 and 3.
What do y'all think of my beard?
Yeah.
Think it's cool?
It's white.
No, it's not white.
It's kind of blacky white.
Black. There's more black than white.
I know, but you're like a zebra.
They were saying in my work that the sides here are getting real long, like they're getting curly. Is that true? Keep it or get rid of it?
I like everything that's new when Daddy does it, so I say keep it, except I liked it better when you had hair. I didn't like it when they shaved your whole head and you were bald.
Is it good the way it is now?
Yeah!
Alright, so keep the beard.
Yeah, keep the beard, but don't let your head be bald.
I won't let my head be bald.
Okay, a couple things that stick out in this. One, that they're noticing the gray in your beard.
Yeah, they called it a zebra beard. It's a little white, a little black.
Secondly, you can't help the fact that you're going bald.
Right.
But they just
don't
want you to shave
it. I think he was referring to the time you all made me shave it.
Shave it totally
bald. We made you shave your head.
Yeah.
Well, I lost a bet.
Why do we do bets on this? I don't even.
We're so dumb. We always do dumb bets. But they're referring to that.
I don't remember that.
And he's saying I don't like that bald look, but he likes the beard. They both like the beard, dude, so. I guess I'm going to have to keep it.
Okay. There you go.
I mean, what do I do?
That's it. Nothing.
What about when
it?
Like important work stuff comes up?
Yeah, dude. See, like, now, this soon, is like, why I asked. I said specifically, am I good to grow a
to
beard?
To your 9-year-old.
And, you know, to you. And you said, you know what, dude? You do what you want. You're good.
But you could maintain it. You don't.
Does Zach Brown maintain it?
Are you Zach
sure
Brown?
Zach Brown.
No.
Do you have Zach Brown's ability in anything Zach
no,
Brown
No, I
does?
Do not. Duck Dynasty guys, do they maintain it?
You're not them. And theirs sometimes are sort of gross, too.
Oh.
Okay.
But it's
well,
their
anyway,
thing.
Well, it's your thing. You're just may sponsors may not use you because of your...
Beard oil sponsors might.
Okay, they might. Good luck with that. I do a show from my house called The Bobby Cast, and songwriters from Nashville stop by. And Luke Laird has written over 20 number ones. We were talking about Talladega from Eric Church.
We were on a bus in Albany, New York. One of the races was on the TV in the front lounge, and it was on mute. And he was like, I want to write something like about, not a NASCAR song, but just that feeling, that camaraderie that those fans have. And I think we kind of were singing Daytona or like some different things. And then he's like, Talladega. We wrote that. I felt really good about that song. And we wrote it probably 2 years before that album came out. So that was, I didn't even know if it would ever see the light of day because so much time had passed and he'd written so many songs. But I guess he always had that one in his back pocket and knowing he wanted to put it out.
You can hear that on the Bobbycast. Just go to iTunes and search Bobbycast. The new thing around this room is rewarding yourself.
Oh.
Yeah, so Lunchbox went and rewarded himself. Just with a massage. He was driving down the road. What'd you think to yourself?
I was like, man, you've been killing at work right now.
You're talking to yourself like that?
Yeah. And I was like, there's a massage place. You probably deserve a massage. Reward yourself.
So he stopped and got him a reward.
It was awesome.
Eddie's now into this rewarding himself thing because of work too, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm... Dude, rewarding yourself, like, you have to do it, right? So what did I do? After work, I went to try to get some beer.
So you thought you'd reward yourself with
a little six-pack of Friskies. No big deal, right?
Okay.
What so time?
I mean, we got to work about 11, so I picked it
you
up.
You don't leave at 11.
Yeah, 11:30. I get home before noon, for sure, 100%.
Okay. Lunchbox has got a serious problem with that. Go ahead, though.
And I wasn't going to drink it right after work. I was going to wait till later in the day. I'll take my nap, and then I'll drink it later.
Man.
Yeah, so I take it to the checker or whatever, and I put my beer down there, and she cards me. I'm like, okay, I don't know why you're carding me. I look like I'm 80, but whatever. My driver's license is expired when I turned 30 and 8 when my birthday like 3 weeks ago.
Wait, so you're riding dirty right now?
Dude, I'm riding dirty.
Wait, I
can't even buy beer. Like, I'm worthless. The lady says, I'm sorry, I know you look well over 21, but I just can't sell this to you.
Well over.
I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm 38. They're like, look at me.
You didn't get the beer.
Dude, I took my hat off, showed her my head. Like,
you're
look, I don't have any hair. She's like, I'm sorry, I just can't do it. My boss is over there.
Wow.
So.
Because what if you wanted, like, the.
Yeah, the little sting operation. I don't know what they call it. TABC.
Oh, yes,
trying to
testing.
Trick them.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. Well, I guess she was just doing her job, but I mean, yeah. I was trying to reward myself, and then that's what happens.
So did you buy, like,
a candy hold on, bar? Let's just stop for a second. Wait a minute.
What?
Yeah, what?
Why were you trying to reward yourself?
What do you mean? Well, first off,
I want to just know because Lunchbox is like, I've been killing it on the show.
It all started when Morgan tried to nominate me as the Employee of the Month,
which was a terrible idea.
Well, but there was some truth behind it. I felt, and she felt, obviously. So I felt like, you know what? I know that I wasn't the Employee of the Month because Bobby doesn't want that going on in the office. But I feel like I deserve it.
There's no office.
The studio, whatever.
Okay. The reason we don't have Employee of the Month is because there are only like 8 of us total.
Yeah.
And everyone's just doing their job.
Everybody's just doing and if somebody does something really crazy good, they get a reward.
I know. I just feel like there isn't enough back padding going around ever, just in the world in general. And I think Lunchbox is onto something. Reward yourself when you feel like you're doing good.
Don't you feel like your paycheck's a reward?
No, definitely not.
Oh, you don't?
No, because I don't spend any of. I don't really spend that money.
But you live. You are able to support your family and have a roof over your head.
Sure,
and live life. That's spending your money.
That's just working. That's like I work to support the family.
You want to treat yourself?
I want a 6-pack of beer. Like sit on the back porch, listen to some music, and just enjoy a couple beers. That's all I
wanted.
You can't
wait for the back pat. That's what you're saying. You got to back pat yourself. Like, people wait for a raise. A raise doesn't come but maybe once a year if True. You're lucky, and you're not going to win Employee of the Month. Only 12 people win it a year usually in the office, so not a lot of people win that. So you're not always going to get recognized, so you got to recognize yourself, because if you're not looking out for number one, no one else is. And some people turn a blind eye in the office because of politics.
What?
What?
Like, you don't win employee of the month.
Office what? Politics?
Yeah.
What's he talking about?
That's what I'm saying. A lot of people that are listening to us right now, they're probably the best employee a company has, but someone in the office doesn't like them, so they're not going to nominate them for employee of the month.
I see,
so you got to reward
yourself. I don't
think
employee of the month is a real thing that happens in most places.
Yep. Pat yourself on the back.
I don't know. I don't know if it is or not.
All right.
Oh, my.
I also just don't think employee of the month is a good thing for the crew.
Why?
Because I have to pick it, and I can't be it.
And
I'm going to pick Amy every time.
And then we're mad
what?
At you. And then we're mad at you
and
every
everybody
time.
Everybody else is mad at me.
Absolutely.
We did have a talk.
Who did?
The boss and I.
What?
About employee of the month?
No, just in general.
We're
about
not mature enough to
about
handle
everybody.
How everyone's doing?
Yeah,
what did he say?
Like individually. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you who got like a rave review.
Yeah.
Was
come
Amy.
On. What?
What?
Stop.
Why? Hey. What did he say?
What did he
break it down for us.
What did he say? She's been doing so great. Yeah. I want to hear this.
No, I'm not joking at all.
Well, I feel like I got constructive criticism.
Yeah, and you take it better than anybody else in the whole world.
Okay. I feel like I got called into a special meeting by Bobby.
It doesn't matter, but he was like, hey, Amy really takes constructive criticism awesomely. Like, the
what?
Other people on the show can learn when you say something. Like, Amy takes it and learns from it.
Oh.
So, when did you give her constructive criticism?
2 days ago?
The other day, I got called in the office.
No, there's no getting called in. We just had
shut the door. It was.
So what did they say you needed to work on?
It was just Bobby.
It doesn't matter. It's just...
No. But you say she learns from it, so I just want to know what you told her, and I want to know in the last 2 days what she's done so well that she changed.
I don't know that I've been able to...
I'm asking so I can pay attention to see if she's doing a good job changing it.
I don't know that I've had time to implement the changes, but I have been practicing at home.
There you go.
And my husband's aware, and he's supposed to help me.
There you go.
At home?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm practicing at home for work.
So wait.
Y'all don't practice at home for work?
No.
Amy goes on the whole show by herself. Where she just responds to things I might say.
My husband plays Bobby and I'm me.
That's
funny. Yeah.
Role right. play.
Body like a back row. Then tell me something good. Here we go. Okay, so we're back here. And Amy was talking earlier about that Missy Elliott song we played in the dance party. She's like, what does that say when it's reversed? It's actually just what she's saying reversed. And I've had them for you now if you'd like to hear them.
I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it.
Right?
It's your primitive, it's wet yet. It's your primitive, it's wet yet.
So we took that part that goes, it's your primitive, and reversed it, ready?
You're going to play it?
Yeah, here. Wait. What?
Is this bad words?
I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. Thing down, flip it and reverse it.
Oh, she tricked us.
She's
like, I'm going to reverse it. So then she reverses her words.
I put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
Then she reverses her saying that.
You guys didn't know that?
No.
I thought everybody knew.
Mind blown.
I thought that was radio edit for I don't even know what.
Me too. I didn't want to know what she was saying.
Me neither. And I even have that song downloaded, but I have the clean version, so... I thought that that's just how it was.
I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. Thing down, flip it and reverse it. Put my thing down, flip it and reverse it.
We just unreversed the reverse.
It's amazing.
Clever.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. It's an artist right there.
But you know in Beck, Loser?
What?
Soy un perdedor?
He's speaking German, right?
No, that's Spanish.
That's Spanish.
Oh my gosh, what is wrong with you?
He says sprechen Sie Deutsch. That's German.
Yeah, but he's saying I'm a loser.
I'm talking about a different part.
Oh. Sprich the Deutsch.
No, that's, do you speak German?
Oh. What part is he talking about?
The other part, he speaks Spanish.
Yeah, so.
I'm a loser. That's not reversed.
No, that's just Spanish for I'm a loser, baby.
Okay. So why don't you kill me?
Yeah.
It's a jam.
Easy with the cheese whiz.
Right. Choking a termite. Wait, what?
Whatever. Somebody just tweeted me and said, hey, listen, I like the dance party. It's funny that you guys listen to music other than country. We do. We listen to all kinds of music.
Yes, we do.
I'm going to see John Mayer. I'm flying today. It's my only weekend off for like 7 weekends. So I'm going to go to the only John Mayer show that I can go to. And so he's playing in Minneapolis, and I'm going to go up and watch. The show's tomorrow night.
It's awesome.
So I'm pretty excited about that.
Who are you taking?
So cool.
My girlfriend?
Oh, just checking.
Duh.
Hey, you want to know the weird thing about that, though?
What?
Is that, so we're both huge John Mayer fans, right?
Gravity.
Oh, sorry, Eddie, I'll play your favorite song.
Yes, John Mayer's best song.
Yes.
It's not his best song.
So good.
This is like, poser.
Who do you write this about?
Poser alert. Poser alert. No, so anyway, so.
Gravity.
B-side.
Nah.
It's working.
His new record's out today, by the way.
I still keep your shampoo in my shower. In case you want to wash your hair.
You know, we're going.
And I know that you probably found yourself some more somewhere.
Lindsay's a huge John Mayer fan, too. And I was like, so I'll take her in to meet him. She's never met him before.
Oh.
But she's like, I don't know. She's like, she's such a big fan. And it's always that you don't want to meet your hero thing.
So she's scared to meet him?
I think a little bit.
What are you telling her about that?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you've met him.
Yeah, no, like a bunch. As like,
he's cool.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So comfort her. Tell her it's going to be fine.
I did. I was like, it'll be good.
And when she's back there, she'd go, hey, can I play a riff with you so she can show up?
No, it'll be nothing like that.
A riff.
Oh. Yeah. There's not going to be any artist talk. It's just going to be, hey, how's it going? If she even wants to, because she was like, oh, I don't know. Also, you know, I think her dream is to, like, do a crossroads, like her and John Mayer. Like a CMT crossroads.
Yeah.
And so that she just wants that to happen, ever if it happens, organically. Like, she did a John Mayer song on her record she put out.
Yeah, I didn't know if that would come up. I don't know. No. Maybe she should slip a note in his back pocket.
That's what I was saying. He knows she's
just
good.
Like, Bobby, make one of those hangmans. So it'll be something fun for him to do. A hangman that is...
I'm going to pass John Mayer a hangman.
Yeah, that says CMT crossroads and he'll have to figure it out. And then he'll be like, dang, they're clever.
No, I don't think that's it. But, okay. So, yeah.
Or take him... Boy. Never mind. Too much.
It's too much. It'll be nothing. It's just going to be, hey...
I was going to say, like, here's some shampoo we keep in our shower in case you want to wash your hair.
I still keep your shampoo in my shower.
It's nice about Katy Perry.
I know, but...
wash your hair.
Say, hey, John, you're always welcome at the house. We got shampoo in the shower for
and
you.
I know that you probably found yourself some more.
It is kind of weird, though, to be on the other side of the meet and greet.
What do you mean?
Because we're just going to go through with, like... some other fans. Like,
no way. You got to go one-on-one.
I didn't want to do that.
Oh, come on.
What?
I thought you would take her. Like, this is how I pictured it. Like,
oh, boy.
You two are going back there. Lindsay has her guitar on. And
that's none of that's happening.
Yes.
That would be
no instruments are coming.
It would not
she's
be
got a little
awkward.
Amp with her.
No. Yeah, she has her amp, and she's playing his song.
Just casually, randomly playing her guitar.
That's how you picture it.
That's what I thought was going down, you're saying.
She's going to audition.
No. You know Bobby's going to play it so cool.
So cool.
So cool.
Hey, John.
Hey.
Hey,
what up, Johnny?
Hey. You know, I'm Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
I'm BB.
Do you go by your real last name with him?
Do anything.
When you see him, is it going to be like, hey, Bobby, what's up? What up,
hey.
John?
Probably.
Take that picture of you and him from years ago.
It's not going to be like, hey, man, nice to meet you. No, we've met already.
Probably not.
Okay.
We've probably met 10 times.
Well, you hung out with him in a hotel room once, too.
What?
Just you and
him.
What
y'all do there?
Tell us about that.
Y'all remember in Vegas?
Huh?
I don't remember the being in Vegas.
What happens in Vegas?
Yeah,
Vegas.
That stuff's all, you know, things happen.
Did you see his shampoo? In the shower.
In case I want to wash my hair.
In case you want to wash your hair.
Yeah, that's what we're going to Minneapolis.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
It's today. Exciting.
I'm happy for you.
Thanks.
Like, because I know that you're a super
It's the only show I get to go to in, for like 3 months.
I feel bad for Lindsay, though.
Why?
Because you're not letting her take a guitar.
It'd be nothing like no artist. It's just, hey, this is my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah. When you get your chances, you got to take advantage
of them. I was picturing her walking on stage in the middle of the show and going, hey, John, let me plug in.
That could be huge.
Yeah, it could be. All right.
But she could be like, this is how I play your song.
I have to go.
Okay.
Can I go? So the city of Nashville is trying to sell alcohol 23 hours a day.
All right.
Hey, yes.
Which hours are they not? Like, why not go?
Okay, but boy,
I saw that.
Do you see the news?
Yeah.
Okay,
that's a long time.
It's specific bars, but it's part of the city. And they're lobbying for approval for state legislation that would grant them the ability to sell alcohol for 23 hours a day.
The non-hours 3 to 4, right?
3 a.m. to 4 a.m.
And that's what?
That's probably just to clean up and to go, it's not 24 hours.
Just to clean up.
Yeah, like, it just can't be non-stop 24-hour alcohol.
Wow.
But, I mean, come on.
Let's go. Is that what you're saying? Or come on,
it's
like,
a lot.
That's a lot.
I have no problem with it because if you want alcohol, you can go get alcohol.
Sure.
Like, and it's like, I don't believe in putting all these constraints on people when they're just going to do it anyway. So,
do you see this place packed at 5 a.m.?
No, I don't think that's probably the purpose. I don't even know that they're open. I think it's just the ability to be open if they want it to be.
Okay.
And it gives a place, like, let's say you work at another bar and you get off at 2 or 3, it gives you somewhere to go and have a late night drink.
Do you know what it is? What place it is?
I know exactly what place
you
it is.
You can say what it is.
It's called The Diner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ray's been there. I haven't been there, but Ray's
it's
been there.
It's open 24 hours.
Yeah, The Diner. There's people leaving it when I'm coming to work and everything.
They have food?
Yeah.
Oyster bar.
Oh, okay.
And so if they want to sell alcohol 20, but what's going to happen is once one bar does it,
everyone's going to want to do
you
it.
It's for everybody.
So at 6 a.m., someone could go get some pancakes and like a mimosa or something.
Yep. Or
like alcohol.
A bourbon.
I had a buddy of mine that would do that. we had a buddy.
It was a friend of ours.
Yeah.
We'd go in the airport in the morning. We'd be like, hey, we're going to go get some breakfast. I'm going to get a drink.
Slap Jackson a shot of tequila.
I feel like for airports, like, rules go out the window.
They do.
And drinking. They're like, I'm traveling. There is no time.
So I told you guys, I grew up in Arkansas. And so we went to Electric Cowboy, and it would stay open till 5 a.m., and they had alcohol until it would just. And yeah. I don't know what the rule is anymore because, one, I don't go out.
Different rules in different states.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it is.
Or counties,
Electric Cowboy.
Probably.
I don't even know. I don't even know. But I just remember we would stay till 5 a.m., and it was just wide open. Then when I moved to Austin, I was like, 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Wimps.
This is like you're shutting the party down. Did the cops come? And here it's
3.
In Nashville?
Right? Yeah.
Three.
No idea. No idea. We don't
3
even know.
I'm pretty sure.
That's when we wake
Time
up.
Time marches on.
Yeah.
Does anyone have a problem with this place serving alcohol?
I think it's great.
No, whatever.
No problem.
It's just like
it's weird.
It's weird because nobody's doing it.
Yeah.
But it's like, what? Can't you go to the store? Let me ask a question because I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Can I go to Kroger and buy beer at 6 a.m.?
No.
I don't think so.
Oh, I can't.
Yeah, no.
Maybe it's 6 a.m.
Wait, Ray, go ahead.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, okay.
You can buy beer all hours of the
no, you
day
can't.
At a grocery store. No wine, though.
I thought it's after 3
no, beer.
No, from like midnight to 5 a.m. or something. There's a cutoff. There's certain hours that you cannot buy alcohol.
You can buy beer at 2, 3, 4 a.m. I've done
I'd
it
listen
before.
To Ray.
Yeah. Well, whatever the case is, all I'm saying, see how these rules are a little different?
Yeah.
Let's just make a rule.
It's a blanket
you mean,
rule.
So, like a federal.
Alcohol on all the time.
Yeah!
Okay.
I don't know, man.
These guys are getting a fist fight over when you can buy beer. I can see Lunch's tech. Thanks to Googling it right now.
He is Googling.
Go ahead, Lunch.
Dude,
wear your glasses. Why don't you wear your glasses?
Seriously.
Like, you can't see anything.
You cannot buy it from... you can buy it from 8 a.m. to 4 a.m.
What?
Beer.
So you can't buy it from 4 a.m. to 8 a.m.?
That's what it says.
So it's 4 hours. So 20 hours on.
That's so they can clean up.
Oh, whatever. Ray, you can't buy it at 6 a.m.
I said 2, 3, 4, I think.
Yeah, I did.
Oh. I don't care. There's a couple that had a Twitter-themed wedding. Let's pass this
around.
What
does that even mean? Like,
well, they met on Twitter, so they had a Twitter-themed wedding. Everything was Twitter. If you had, with your significant other, if you had to replan a wedding right now, and you had to pick a theme based on what you have in common, what would your wedding theme be?
That's easy.
Lunchbox, you and your wife have been married for how long?
We've been married almost 2 years.
All right, what's your theme?
Survivor.
You'd have a survivor theme wedding.
Survivor theme wedding. We'd have everybody would have their torches, and you'd have your buffs. And
would you vote people out of the wedding?
Yes, you'd have tribal council. Like the preacher guy would be Jeff Probst.
Yeah.
Probst. And we'd have challenges for rewards, like who gets the good cake at the reception, and if you get the top shelf liquor, you win that. But yeah, what about you and Lindsay?
Music, and we'd have Keith Urban and John Mayer and Paisley and
throw Garth Brooks in there while you're at it.
Like guitar, but no, but hers is like she's like
guitar
player. And
okay.
We just love like even classic rock.
Okay.
So we'd have he would bring Hendrix back.
Yeah, that's cool.
But that's what we really bond over, talking about music.
Got it.
You?
Man.
Your husband together 10
so
years.
At first I was thinking we'd probably have, now that our life is so involved because our kids live in Haiti right now at the orphanage, I was like, might have a Haitian-themed wedding, but then I went TV show route because of Lunchbox, and it'd definitely be Breaking Bad.
Oh, boy. Wow. Amy went from a Haitian thing to a meth wedding.
A meth wedding.
And there'd be like little blue candies, on the
good.
Reception table.
Hey.
And
I think the Haitian wedding is more of you guys.
No hazmat suits?
No. I think the Haitian
thing. And then your husband is tidy white. Walter White.
Yes. Yeah.
You're a Haitian wedding.
Okay, fine. Haitian.
They just pooper. Love that. It's not about the TV show.
It's like, I know,
what
but
more
my brain
is covering
went that
your wife?
Route after.
Your life.
I know, and then you went all sentimental with the guitars.
No, I just went. Why are you guys hating on me today?
I'm not.
I feel so picked on today. Eddie.
My life's surrounded by kids, so we would just do the Minions everywhere and like Lego Batman.
Yeah,
I mean that's what our life is. So that's our theme.
Okay.
Let's see. Maybe some trolls. Would I go? All right. Which wedding would have been sounds like the most fun?
Oh, mine.
Yours?
For sure.
Oh.
Mine.
Oh, I like the music one for sure.
Yeah, we'd have all kind of artists. We'd have, since the guy from Bollywood Turner Overdrive discovered Lindsay when she was like, you know, 9, 10 years old.
I love that story.
We'd have them come play.
The who?
BTO.
Come on, show them.
I had to play a song?
Yes, at least one.
What did you say?
Bogman Turner Overdrive.
Baby.
That's a real one?
Randy Bogman is the guy in Canada who discovered Lindsay because she was like a guitar prodigy.
True story. It's so cool.
And so, you...
I don't know who Randy Bachman is. Okay. Sorry, no one knows.
I know you're yelling. I'm going to find a song.
But
for you
just go. I know you. You act like you're disgusted.
No. I did not act like that.
Did you hear the?
No.
So like, I've been taking care of business every day.
I know that one.
This is a guy that discovered Lindsay. Oh. Like back in the day.
This guy's old, huh?
They're older. Yeah, he's probably 70 now. I guess. Or like, you ain't seen nothing yet, baby, you just ain't seen nothing
yet.
That's
a jam.
Wow, they're pretty big.
Yeah, they're huge.
Yeah.
Well, that's two songs I know out of two.
You would also know American, you know, American Woman?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a Lenny Kravitz song.
No, they covered it of the Guess who he was in as well.
Oh. Man, Randy your wedding's awesome. Are all those people
But that's the guy who found Lindsay when she was a kid and was like, hey, you're really good. I want to work with you.
Yeah.
So you're talking about Mary?
He can bring all those
If
people.
We had a wedding, that's what we would do, yes. Okay.
I
can play any game.
But you're the one that came up with this game.
No, it was not. Somebody gave me the news story.
Oh, I thought you were thinking about a wedding.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I am. All the time. Can't stop. Yeah. Mr. Bobby Bones. Eddie, our video producer, has two kids, 9-year-old and a 3-year-old. And so the 3-year-old's playing soccer now.
He is playing soccer. It's his first sport. Really, 3's the youngest you can do anything like this. So it's his first sport. We're going to introduce him to the world of sports with soccer.
I know you're talking about incentivizing your kids. Like if they do well at sports, you give them things.
Here's his problem. He's 3, so his attention span's it doesn't last very long. And he gets tired. And the games are probably about 45 minutes. So about halftime... He's just uninterested. Doesn't want to play, really. He just wants water breaks. And so we're over on the sidelines yelling at him, like, dude, come on. Like, go score. Like, do something. And he doesn't want to do anything. So we've resulted in just kind of going up to him and telling him, look, you go and play hard and score a goal or something, and we'll buy you. Whatever.
Oh, no.
And we've done this twice. The first game we bought him, we had to buy him Legos.
Whoa!
Did he score, though, to get the Legos?
No, he just tried.
Okay.
And then the second time, I had to bribe him with ice cream afterwards.
Did he score?
He did score that time. Now, it is a thing now. Now, like, he thinks that, like, all right, if I play hard, I get something. I don't want to buy him something every week, but I feel like we're going down a bad road here. Like, we're going to have to do something every time he plays.
Does he like playing soccer?
He does, but only for the first half. And then after that, he just doesn't want to do anything.
Does he practice?
We practice in the backyard. Yeah, he knows the game, so he knows what he has to do. He's the youngest of the group, so it's kind of harder for him, too. Everyone else is like 4 or 3 or the older part of 3. So he's got to play really hard if he wants to compete. So Legos, ice cream, and I'm sure next week we're probably going to try to ask him to get something, you know, do what he wants next time. Mm-hmm. What do you think about this?
It's a tough one.
Like,
because you can't offer him an incentive, first of all, and give it to him if he doesn't score.
I don't think that I want him to look at sports that way.
Then you can't incentivize him at all.
Right.
But then he won't do anything.
Then he doesn't like sports. Let the kid follow his arrow.
Oh, wow. Follow his arrow. So, so don't offer anything to play hard and just let him kind of sit around the second half.
I'm not saying don't offer him anything, but don't give him something if he didn't earn it.
Yeah.
I mean, for playing hard, he gets something.
He's 3,
that's
though.
That's a participation ribbon. Do you like, participation ribbon, yes or no?
I don't like him.
Okay.
I don't like him. I just feel like at 3, you have to, like, start. This is his time. Like, you got to either start something or just don't get him in sports.
Okay. As a father of none, I would say that you don't incentivize him. Sports should be fun for the kid, and if it's not, then take the kid out of the sport.
Oh, wow.
And then put him in something else and see what he enjoys and do that for his whole life until he finds what he's passionate about.
Wow. Okay.
And I say that as many years of being a father of none.
Right.
So
many.
That would many,
be,
many
that'd
years.
That'd be my advice.
Okay.
Because there's one thing I do give, it's great advice.
Yes, for not having any kids.
It's amazing, right? Like, I'm the best parent and I have no kids.
Yeah, sometimes those are the best parents that don't have kids.
Mostly those are, they all think they're the best parents.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So, no more incentives.
All right, we're going
to. If he doesn't like to play, you can't force him to play.
Oh, boy. I just feel like the incentives are just starting to get expensive.
Yeah, buy him a bike. I mean, he ran out on the field.
Why not? Hey, he woke up game day.
Why not? Yeah. Why not pass out things that are free, like hugs?
Oh, he won't do anything. He'll sit back down and play on the ground.
Let's go. Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Hello, Rob.
Hey, yeah.
You're on the air in Springfield, Mass. What's going on?
Not much. So I just had a question for you guys. I'm going on a job interview next week. And I have a mohawk, which some people seem to think that that's a little controversial when going on an interview. And so I've been getting some flack, and people say I should cut it. What do you guys think?
I think it depends on your job. What are you looking at?
So I'm an athletic trainer and a strength and conditioning coach. But along with my regular job, I'm actually a professional strongman as well.
I think the mohawk works.
Yeah, that
works. As long as there's not some policy at a corporation that you're trying, like, that's what I would look and see. Like, if it's, I don't know if it's a 24-hour fitness or a Gold's Gym or wherever it is. As long as there's not something that says you can't have it, it totally works for that profession.
Okay.
So, I think we're all totally in. And our opinions are the only one that matters, right, guys?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, when do you go in, Rob?
Next week on Tuesday.
All right. Mohawk Rob, call us back. Let us know if you got the job.
That sounds awesome. Thanks, guys.
Hey, appreciate you listening.
Oh, you got it. No problem.
All right, there he is. It's Rob. Good luck to him.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
All right, Audi 5000 for us. We'll see you Monday. What's going on over the weekend? You?
Fast and the Furious, or the Fate of the Furious. That'll be going down. Some outdoor stuff because it was to be a gorgeous weekend. And then church on Sunday. And probably some more outdoor stuff. It's just going to be awesome here.
Lunchbox?
Oh, Easter. Little Bunny Foo Foo, man. Easter Sunday. Big holiday here.
Little Bunny Foo Foo?
Yeah, we're hopping through the forest. No, I like you guys don't know Little Bunny Foo Foo.
I don't know Little Bunny Foo Foo.
I guess not.
Seriously?
I've heard it maybe once.
Give us, break yourself a little.
Little Bunny Foo Foo went hopping through the forest. That's all I got.
Oh, that's all you know.
What was he doing?
I know they were looking for eggs.
Yeah. Eddie?
Dude, my mom and dad coming to town today. It's a big weekend, so the kids are really excited. I'm really excited to meet my parents, and we're going to spend Easter.
They drive from Texas?
They do. They drive.
Wow,
yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They haven't come up here in about 6 months.
I'm going to Minneapolis. I'm going to watch John Mayer come back in time for Easter. I'm going to Lindsay's a big Easter like cooker, so she's going to make all.
What's she making?
So are we all coming over for lunch?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Bring the parents over?
She probably would be like, that's great.
Oh.
And she'd make 100 things.
We're just kidding. We won't do that.
Because she would be like, absolutely.
We can go to Amy's.
And eat in her closet. That's going to be huge.
Y'all are so funny.
Yeah. That's the plan. On Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. And don't forget, you can subscribe to the Bobbycast. Just go to iTunes and search Bobbycast. I think next week, like, Jake Owen may be coming by.
Cool.
I think. And hey, Mike D. Can Mike D hear me? Mike D, who's coming by the Bobbycast next week? Do we know?
Bobby did.
Yeah. Who's coming by?
Jake Owen.
Okay, Jake Owen. Yeah. And Dirks, maybe? Are we still waiting on Dirks?
Jake Owen?
Yeah. I don't know. Thank you. All right.
He said Jake Owen.
All right.
He
does,
yeah.
Hey. Hey, dude.
Cool.
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 Cool, dude.
All right. See you. Thanks. Bye. See you Monday.
Hanging out with the Bobby Bones.